Satan is not merely a metaphor. Satan is a being, a fallen angel, the head of the fallen angels. Satan is real. Spiritual war is real. And we are called into that battle. We must never forget that Satan hates God. And Satan hates the people of God. And from the very beginning, Satan was questioning God. And from the very beginning, Satan was trying to destroy the purposes of God in the world. If we were to come up with sort of an action plan of how Satan would go about doing that, first of all, if you want to read a really good sort of thoughtful, provocative thing about that, C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, where he has this preparation of demons, gives a lot of insight into the kind of things that we see here and that we're considering today. But one of those parts of Satan's action plan would be to try to get God's people to compromise, to just sort of try to take a middle path and move slightly away from what they know they should do and just simply compromise, make peace with the world around them that doesn't want them to obey God. But another is slander. Slander, deceit. He is the deceiver. He's the adversary. Speaks malicious words. To attempt to intimidate on the basis of slander God's people from doing what God has said. But another that's very important is pseudo-spirituality, false spirituality. I don't know if you remember, but when Satan comes to Jesus and tempts him, he quotes Scripture. Satan preaches. He preaches verses out of the Bible. But he doesn't preach them in context. He uses spirituality and tries to twist it and distort it. Satan is not worried about whether there's morality or immorality, but he is opposed to the cross.